Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Students are skipping school today in Oakland, what they're demanding and vowing if they don't get what they want.
Plus, the new plan from Cal State East Bay to go virtual amid the surge of the Omicron variant.
The Bay Area community is remembering 40-year-old Michelle Alyssa Goh, who died in a horrific act of violence. A vigil is being held today. We'll have more coming up.
And the new bail plea for Los Gatos women accused of holding drunken parties for teenagers.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning to you. Let's get to your weather first, along with traffic. Start things off with Darren Peck with how it's looking and feeling outside this morning.
It feels slightly cooler than it did yesterday. We lost some of the higher clouds overnight, so the temperatures have dropped a little more than where they were yesterday at this time. It's not too dramatic, but it is colder. So it's 41 in Livermore right now and 41 in Concord. You were more closer to 43, 44 yesterday. It's 43 in Oakland and we're reporting fog, and that's about 5 degrees colder than yesterday. San Jose at 44 is also colder. And Santa Rosa, it's almost always cold there in the morning. It's 36 degrees with fog. It is noticeably foggier in the North Bay today than it was yesterday. So that's probably the most important difference between Monday morning and Tuesday morning. The fog is back in the North Bay, and the visibility up there is down to 0.3 of a mile in places. And it's not only Santa Rosa, it's Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Napa. Everybody else is doing okay. We don't see widespread issues with fog on the road for the rest of the bay, but certainly in those North Bay valleys. And the rest of today looks pretty good. Daytime highs will climb into the low to mid 60s. We will notice a few high clouds start to reappear by the second half of the day, but you're going to get more blue sky for the first part of the day. More on the forecast coming up in a bit. Gianna, how's the drive look?
You know, it's looking just a little busy. Super commuters are already up and out the door heading into the Altamont Pass, and we're starting to see a few cars making that ride westbound heading towards the Dublin Interchange. So if you plan on heading over there, taking that 580 commute over to 680 or beyond, you're already going to see a few brake lights building, especially coming out of Tracy. Seeing speeds now down to about 21 miles per hour. And at last check, we were right around Grantline. Now it's extending all the way to North Flint. So busy ride here westbound 580 from 205 over towards 680. 30-minute travel time to go through there. East Shore Freeway still clear. Highway 4, no delays. And 101's been a pretty nice ride all morning long. 880 as well. Live look at the Nimitz Freeway. You can see things are moving pretty nicely here. Here's a live look near the Coliseum when no delays north or southbound. Len?
Thank you, G. We could be at a turning point in this latest surge of the pandemic. The state's positivity rate has hit a 2-week low, and that's not the only sign the outbreak may be on the decline. Health experts say our sewer water may hold answers to the questions we have about when this surge will end. 3 days after the virus's RNA began to drop in Santa Clara County's wastewater, California's positivity rate also dropped and has continued a downward slope.
It's not infrequent that roughly after about 10 days, when you see the drop in wastewater, you see the cases start to drop. I think there's a good chance that we're either at its crest or very near the crest.
California is not alone. New York saw a 47% drop in cases last Friday, but Dr. Swartzberg warns it could be a while before hospitalizations and deaths follow. Happening today, a school-wide boycott set to happen in a matter of hours in Oakland.
Well, hundreds of students are skipping school because they say the district is disregarding COVID safety. KPIX Justin Andrews is live with why their needs still have not been met. Justin.
Amanda, students admit there has been progress by giving out KN95 masks, but they say it's still not enough. They're asking the district to provide weekly testing. Students in Oakland Unified School District are supposed to go back to class today after the holiday weekend, but hundreds say they won't. Their demand for weekly testing is one they won't budge on. We reached out to the district, a spokesperson who says, quote, "We have a robust testing system in place." It goes on to say we are conducting on-site tests as frequently as possible, with some schools getting on-site testing twice a week and some getting on-site testing once a week. However, some students, though, they say they haven't been offered testing yet, and they want it available to all students at every school in the district. We talked to a seventh grader who's staying home today.
Weekly testing is really important to me because that means, one, we can slow the spread of Omicron, around our, not only the schools, but are also our community. Every day, their parents make the decision to send them to school because they want them to have an education. And right now, I want those parents to be able to send their kids to school knowing that they could return safe.
Students say if all of their demands are not met, they want the district to move to online learning. That likely won't happen, though, because there's support from the state and federal levels saying keeping kids in school is the best way to move forward. So a lot to unpack with that. Lynn, I'll send it back to you.
Yes, it is. Justin, thank you. And Hayward students head back to the classroom today after a week of online learning. They were forced to stay home after a COVID surge caused staff and testing shortages. The district has put additional safety measures in place, including more staff at testing sites and upgraded masks for everyone on campus.
It is 5:05, a live look out at San Francisco this morning. Today, the SFUSD Board of Education will be holding a special meeting with an update on safety and learning amid the Omicron surge. That meeting happening at 5 tonight. It's available to watch on the school district's website. Meantime, Cal State East Bay says it will be going virtual to begin its spring semester. The plan to conduct classes will only last for 2 weeks. Classes and labs are set to return to in-person instruction on the last day of the month. School officials say the decision to go temporarily virtual is to, quote, reduce population density on campuses amid the surge of Omicron.
Cupertino-based Apple is now requiring employees to show proof of a COVID booster shot. The mandate applies to both store and corporate employees. They now have 4 weeks to get a booster shot starting on the date they become eligible. And starting on January 24th, unvaccinated employees will need negative COVID tests to enter Apple workplaces.
Kaiser in Walnut Creek is informing nearly 4,000 Kaiser patients that they may have gotten a low dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The shots were administered between October 25th and December 10th. According to Kaiser, quote, this was an isolated incident resulting from some staff misunderstanding instructions and potentially drawing slightly less than the recommended vaccine dose. And the hospital says the mistake should not significantly reduce immunity, but anyone who received less than a full dose of the vaccine can sign up for a repeat dose if they want one.
Healthcare workers across the state are being cleared to work even though they've tested positive for COVID. Those who are asymptomatic have not been asked to return immediately, but they could under a new state order. California has one of the highest vaccination rates in the country, but in Marin County, about 5% of the population is infected with COVID. Health officials say that's led to staffing shortages in ambulance crews, long-term care facilities, and hospitals. Doctors at Marin Health Medical Center say they're ready to implement the new order if needed.
Happening today, Santa Cruz County workers will announce an unfair labor practice strike date. The employees, represented by SEIU 521, say they rejected the county's final offer, but it does not address overwhelmed health systems due to rising COVID cases, nor does it meet long-term community needs. And happening tonight, a vigil will be held at San Francisco's Portsmouth Square for Michelle Alyssa Goh. She was killed in New York City over the weekend after being shoved in front of a subway train.
KPIX 5's Jocelyn Moran is live in San Francisco with how her family and friends are remembering her.
Now, Lynn, Amanda, Michelle Alyssa Goh had just celebrated her 40th birthday. She was from Fremont, and her family is asking for privacy during this extremely difficult time. But they describe her as a kind, beautiful woman who loved her family and friends. And the Bay Area community is in shock after this horrific act of violence. Goh was standing on a train platform when she was shoved by a stranger into an oncoming train inside the Times Square station on Saturday morning. The suspect took off, but later turned himself in. Police identified him as 61-year-old Simon Marshall, now charged with murder. Goh had just traveled to the Maldives with friends to celebrate her 40th birthday and the new year. Friends say she spent the last decade advocating for the homeless.
It's a tragic loss of life of someone who was giving back to the New York City community.
Says, quote, we are in a state of shock and grieving the loss of our daughter, sister, and friend. We hope Michelle will be remembered for how she lived and not just how she died. Now, they say that she loved to travel the world and help others. A vigil is set to happen today at Times Square in New York and another one here in San Francisco at 6 tonight. Live in San Francisco, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Right now, a man wanted for murder in Oregon could be on his way to the Bay Area. Police in Medford are looking for Christian Barboza Valerio. So far, no other details on the case have been released, but investigators say he has ties to Pittsburgh and Yuba City and may be headed that direction. The suspect's vehicle was found near Interstate 5 at the California-Oregon border. It's a white 2007 Chevy Silverado with a California license plate of 29680A2.
New this morning, a bail hearing is set for today for Las Gatas woman accused of holding drunken parties for her teenage son and his friends. 47-year-old Shannon O'Connor has been behind bars since her arrest in October. Prosecutors say she hosted parties with alcohol where girls were sometimes sexually assaulted. But O'Connor's attorney says she poses no threat to the alleged victims and is not a flight risk. She is scheduled to enter a plea in March.
I'm at Makovic at the live news desk, taking a live look at Capitol Hill this morning. It is going to be a big day for voting rights, but it looks like the vote might fizzle. It's happening today, discussion at least in the Senate. That is after the House passed two bills last week, packages. One setting minimum federal requirements for early and mail-in voting. The other would restore federal oversights of any sort of election law changes in states that have a history of discrimination. And the president and vice president have been reiterating how important they believe this vote to be.
Our freedom to vote is under assault.
The attack on our democracy is real.
But back to the fizzle I mentioned, the Senate bill appears doomed to fail. Democrats Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin have said that they will not vote for a filibuster change that would enable Democrats to pass that reform bill without Republican support. They don't have any Republican support. Now, over the past year, 19 states have passed more restrictive voting laws. We'll keep an eye on it. Back to you.